Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second, the center fielder, Terry Moore. Batting third, the right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Orengo. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mickey Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clyde Shawn. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Clyde Shawn. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second, the second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third, the right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting seventh, the catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Maddock. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Claude Passo. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Claude Passo. And now, play ball. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Wurstler. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a line drive towards first. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Orengo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. D'Alessandro moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-1 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Slaughter. Wurstler reaches second base with a double. Hack moves to third. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. Wurstler scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason is hit by the pitch. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-1 in the game. McCullough strikes out. There goes Gleason. The throw from Owen to Brown, and back to Mize, who tags Gleason out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore strikes out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-1 in the game. Slaughter hits a pop-up towards short. Maddock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Newt Kimball now pitching. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0-for-1 in the game. Maddock hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Passo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Paso strikes out. Two outs. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0 for 1 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paso fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimball covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Newt Kimball is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimball is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Terry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brown moves to second. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0 for 2 in the game. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Maddock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddock is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCullough moves to third. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Paso takes first base on ball 4. Matic moves to second. Stanhack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCullough scores. Matic moves to third. Two outs. It's 7-0, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Nicholson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-0, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. Mize hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Orengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Matic scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stu Martin now playing second base. Carden Gillenwater now playing center field. Johnny Hop now playing first base. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hop scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimball covering, for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. D'Alessandro takes first base on ball 4. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McCullough takes first base on ball 4. D'Alessandro moves to second. Bobby Matic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Matic hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Paso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Paso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0-for-2 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. Owen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Newt Kimball is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimball is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimball hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kimball for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. Stu Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maddox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a fly ball into center field. Gillenwater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Hop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 10, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carden Gillenwater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillenwater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with Paso covering, for the out. One out. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 0-for-3 in the game. Slaughter hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin takes first base on ball 4. Slaughter moves to second. Joe Orengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orengo is 0-for-3 in the game. Orengo hits a line drive into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 10, and St. Louis Cardinals, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.